another turboprop prepares to take on the very light jets. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. We're here at AOPA Summit 2009 looking at the aircraft on static display, and one of the things that caught our eye was called the Kestrel. We're here to talk with Adrian Norris, who's the Director of Business Development for Farnborough Aircraft, about this aircraft. Adrian, first of all, thanks for taking some time for our listeners, and tell us about Farnborough Aircraft.
Farnborough Aircraft is a British company which has been around for about 10 years now. It was founded in 1998 with the express aim of developing the optimum air taxi, six-seat turboprop air taxi. And over the years, that's developed slightly into the aircraft that you see behind you. The company had a joint venture in 2003 to 2005 with Epic Aircraft, and we did a lot of aerodynamic work on the wing. So this wing, which you can see on the airplane behind you, was developed by Farnborough and is used on the Epic LT and on this aircraft. But despite the similarity in looks between the two airplanes, the Kestrel is a substantially larger aircraft than the Epic, and designed only to be a certified airplane and not to be an amateur built.
Now, there were some people who said that as neat and as sexy and as good performing as some of the Epic aircraft were, they were destined for issues when it came to the certification process itself. What is different about this aircraft in that regard?
Well, it's a larger aircraft, and we're going to make some changes for certification. The main issue really is the power and the size. So we're going to be flat rating our engine down to 1,000 horsepower, which will make it a much more manageable aeroplane, and will deal with some of the challenges for certification that would be faced with the 1,200 horsepower engine currently fitted.
All right, now, in this day and age, it's rare to see a project like this going forward. I mean, over the past few years, we've seen lots of very light jets and even some turboprop aircraft. And again, as you mentioned, the things that Epic was trying to do come up to a certain point and fail. What is it about this aircraft going forward that makes it viable?
First of all, we think that we've got a niche in the market which is an attractive one. It's the niche that a lot of the VLJs were targeting, but we believe strongly that the single-engine turboprop solution offers a better answer to many people for a combination of operating economics, ease of use, and flexibility, and efficiency. We're at our most efficient altitude in the mid-20s, which is where the VLJs were going to be stuck and burning a lot of fuel. So first of all, we think the right product. We've tried not to innovate too much. So we have innovative aerodynamics, but the systems, the engine is tried and tested. The avionics that we're going to use are going to be standard. We don't want to reinvent too many new wheels if we can avoid it. And we're using carbon fiber technology, which has been certified. It exists in other Part 23 certified airplanes. You can see that we're on the stand with Liberty, who have been through this process with their XL2, using exactly the same composites as us. And we've been talking with them for a year now, exchanging some technical information and some financial information. And we believe that together, working with an established partner, we can build a very viable product and bring it to market at an acceptable cost, which will allow us to make some money afterwards.
Now, the other big question when you try to build an airplane these days or develop a new airplane is funding. It's not an insignificant financial process to get to Part 23 certification. How are you guys fixed in that regard?
We've spent over $20 million already to date to develop the Kestrel behind you, and we're currently privately funded from the UK. We're able to continue like that, but we're looking to get additional funding, working together with Liberty to build a proposal for additional funding, not just for the certification, but really more given everything that's happened in the industry over the last 2 years, so that we can demonstrate to potential customers that we're a solid company that's going to be here for the long term and that's going to be able to support the airplane in production.
More about the Kestrel turboprop with Adrian Norris in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're going to fly in the soup, you got to have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plagg. At AOPA Summit, I got to talk at length with Adrian Norris of Farnborough Aircraft about the Kestrel, a new six-seat turboprop under development. One of the subtle but significant differences between VLJs and turboprops has to do with their efficiency at mid-range altitudes.
I think a lot of people have the assumption in the States that they're going to buy a VLJ and fly it flight level 410, and that, you say, is not always practical in Europe.
For this sort of aircraft, flying sectors of 500-600 miles, perhaps typically, if you're going to climb up to flight level 410 at 300 knots, I think you're going to have some difficulties fitting in with the flow of traffic, and chances are you're going to be held down into the mid-20s, where we're efficient and many of the jets just can't be efficient.
All right, now, you base this thing at home on an 1,800-foot grass strip. Tell us about these capabilities, because that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, we're based at an airfield called Red Hill, where the shortest runway is 600 metres, which is 1,800 feet. We have trailing link undercarriage, which gives very good rough field capability. And with the power of this aeroplane and the ability to use reverse thrust on the prop after landing, we can fill the tanks and fill the cabin and get out of that field and straight up to 25,000 feet.
There are a couple of other single-engine turboprop aircraft that are in that segment already. Tell us how you stack up between, you know, around, say, the Pilatus PC-12 neighborhood.
The Pilatus PC-12 is a substantially larger aeroplane. It's got nine seats. It's going to be over $1 million more expensive than the Kestrel. And it cruises at 270 knots against a 340-knot cruise that we can offer. So it's a different class of aeroplane, really. If you compare the Kestrel with the Cicata TBM-850, which is perhaps a more direct competitor, with six seats, similar pricing, we're offering a larger cabin, a private lavatory, similar capability, performance capability, slightly faster, similar field capability, and we're aiming to do that at a lower cost.
All right, so your niche then, if I understand it, is kind of between those two guys.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, I don't want to make you talk pie in the sky here, but let's talk about timetable. Do you have any... let's just talk about aspirations, if not firm commitments, on when you will want to bring this to market.
Okay. Aspirations. We've worked with Liberty and we've worked with other people to develop a very detailed plan for what's needed for certification. We're ready to freeze the design and start work on conformal prototypes. And if we're realistic, one can't exclude the unknown disaster during the certification process that no one's thought of, but we think it will be a three-year process to certification.
And you mentioned that you had an idea what the market price would end up being. Where are you aiming that?
Yeah, we'll fix that firmly when we're closer to certification, but we're looking in the region of $2.8 million, so about 10% less than the TBM.
Well, I have to tell you, it's fun to see somebody who's got one that's moving forward. You've got a beautiful aircraft here that we're going to take a look at in more detail, and we thank you for taking some time out today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Adrian Norris is the Business Development Director for Farnborough Aircraft. Find out more about the Kestrel at www.farnborough-aircraft.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.